From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is the podcast of The Fischko Files. I'm Sarah Fischko. Each week, I put together a personal essay on music, art, culture, or media. You can hear all of The Fischko Files, plus some of my one-hour documentaries and special programs on demand at WNYC.org. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners. Please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Listen. Hear the audience coughing? Music to my ears. I didn't even realize it until recently, but when it comes to classical music, there's a real pattern emerging lately in what I've been wanting to listen to. It's not the music so much, or even the performing artists. What I seem to be concerned with is where and how the performances have been recorded. What I have been craving is music with no intermediary. No record producer as such, no electronic editor, no obsessive artist selecting the best takes and instructing the engineer as to how to assemble them, no safety net. I want imperfection. It started, now that I think about it, on the 90th anniversary of the birth of Sviatoslav Richter last spring. At that time, I went back to re-examine the great pianist's recordings. Now, Richter is a musician who didn't much like the recording studio. So an awful lot of his records were made at concerts, some of them by record companies, but even more by fans who snuck in with miniature tape machines and came away with gold. The atmosphere is of something captured rather than manufactured. Richter being a bit of a daredevil, there is also the unmistakable aura of risk in the playing. Genuine, stick your neck out, will he make it, risk. Wrong notes? Sometimes, but they don't interfere with the passion in the music making. From there, I went to Irén Marek, a Hungarian pianist of some repute before World War II. Marek fell into obscurity after the war and wound up in California playing mostly for her friends. She recorded her favorite repertoire in her living room, just played it straight through, and left the tapes to a record producer who's just begun putting out these unedited, unaffected performances of sheer peace and beauty. In Marek's case, the purity is what's captured, the unselfconscious beauty and wisdom in the playing. By chance, a recording called Simone Barrère, The Last Recording Sessions, came to my attention soon after. The pianist Barrère died of a cerebral hemorrhage in mid-concert on the stage of Carnegie Hall in early April of 1951. And these recordings were made just a few days before that, in late March. He never had a chance to listen to them, so they were never tampered with, never edited. They are now precious documents that reveal that even under less than ideal conditions, his unbelievable technique was intact. The lyricism is there, and listen to that passage work. No editing, no retakes. Talk about risk. These recordings, unearthed by Barrère's son, Boris Barrère, are out on CD for the first time. What is going on here, I ask myself. And I think the answer, at least in my case, lies in a craving for a kind of authenticity that has been lost. Not just in classical recording, but in general. After all, it's so easy now to correct ourselves. Our work is emailed and Word documented, Final Cut pro'd and Photoshopped practically out of existence. We spend our days manipulating reality, many of us, saving it, refining it again, sending it off, getting it back, looking at it again and again. Nearly 50 years ago, Glenn Gould pronounced the concert dead. "Long live the recording," he said. And he was right, of course, for his era. The record did need to be recognized as an art form, and he was a pioneer in that. He took record-making to its absolute apex. I must have listened to thousands of hours of Gould records at the time and for many years after, and still do. But we're in a new era now, one that Gould no doubt anticipated, all of us preoccupied beyond measure with electronic fiddling. And when I listen to music now, I know too much. I want to picture someone playing, start to finish, and hear the results. I want to know that an artist can still burst at the seams like Richter and slither across the keyboard like Barrère and be in supreme control like Marek without the help of, well, anyone, just them and me having an artistic experience. Everything, and that includes the misnamed reality TV and the newly mainstreamed documentary film, the war and the reporting of the war, and yes, even the cathartically comical fake TV news reports with which we end our days, and yes, even this report, too. Everything is manipulated. What I seek from recordings now is a monumentally unmanipulated experience. Happily, such things can still be found, such as all of the aforementioned, as well as this Vladimir Horowitz recording, live and unedited, from 1965. Performances like these provide thrill-seekers such as myself with a genuine, unmediated rush. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkin. Thanks for listening to today's podcast of the Fishko Files from WNYC New York Public Radio. Check out our other podcasts at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners. Please help support this free service by becoming a member today at WNYC.org. See you next week for another installment of the Fishko Files from WNYC New York Public Radio.